I just want to take a moment to thank you folks for tuning into our program today. And while we're talking a moment, if you get your Bible or take some notes, John chapter 10. We're going to look at a subject in the Word of God that's so important for each and every one of us who trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior. And there might be someone out there saying, Pastor, I'm not sure that I'm saved. I'm not sure that I could go to heaven. So we're going to explore some things here from the Bible in a brief time. If you live in the Yakima, Sela area, come out and visit Bible Baptist Church. We're about 2.5 miles north of Sela High School on Sela Loop Road at the corner of Sela Loop and Tibling Road. Our street address is 20 Tibling Road, Sela, Washington, 98942. We're a church that's out in the country. We're a country church. We love the Lord. We sing the old-time hymns just like you would in a country church. We're Bible-centered and Bible-centered in our preaching and teaching. We have a lot of discipleship. We have Christ-honoring music. Sunday morning, we have a Sunday school class for all ages, from little kids, grade school kids, teenagers. Plus, during that time, we have an adult Bible class. And then 11 a.m., our morning service. Sunday night at 6 p.m., our evening service. We sing the hymns. They're both different services as far as different songs and different message. But on Sunday night, in our church families, we get together and we pray. We go through our prayer list, and we pray together as families and so on. If you're a single person, we pair up the single men with single men and single women with single women. They get a prayer partner, and we pray. Wednesday, 7 p.m. Bible study, and we're in at 7, out about 8, 8:15. By the way, Sunday night, we're at 6, we're out about 7:15. From mid-September to mid-May on Wednesday night, we have our adult Bible class, but we also have a program called King's Kids. It's from 5 years old up through and including ninth grade. We got a fantastic children's program on Wednesday night. So come out and pay us a visit. If you'd like to call for further information, it's 509-697-8895. I ask you to turn to the Gospel of John chapter 10, and Jesus is teaching here, and he says, in John chapter 10, he teaches that he's the good shepherd and believers, Christians, are the sheep. And he said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they, that's the sheep, follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hands. Verse 29, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. Now, my friends, Jesus said, I know my sheep. I know who are Christians. Jesus knows you, and in your heart, he knows if you are truly born again. You cannot fake Jesus Christ out. You can try to snow somebody else or fake them out, but you'll never pull the wool over the Lord Jesus Christ's eyes. He knows if you're saved or not. But he said, I know them, and they follow me. A true believer will follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, where was Jesus on the Lord's Day? He was in God's house. A true believer should follow the Lord and be in God's house. And among that, other things that we could talk about later. But he said, I give unto them, who's the them? The sheep, the believers, eternal life. Eternal is forever. And they shall never perish. That word perish means be lost in hell. Once you trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior, God not only has the power to wash away your sins and to save your soul, but he has the power to keep you saved, okay? Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That word man, I can use it generically, any man or woman. Who has the power over God to take us away from God? Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Verse 29, my Father which gave them me, in other words, my Father who saved them and gave us to the Lord Jesus Christ is greater than all. You know what? God is greater than you. He's greater than the devil. He's greater than the worst despot in this world. He's greater than kings and princes and presidents and so on. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. So if anyone could pluck you out of the Father's hands, if you could pluck yourself out, I've heard people say this, well, preacher, you can pluck yourself out. If that were true, then Jesus lied. Because Jesus said, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. If you could pluck yourself out of the Father's hands, you would have to be greater and mightier than God. Well, I've heard people say, well, the old devil, he can pluck you out of God's hands. The problem with that is that's not true. My Father, which gave them me, the Bible said, is greater than all. God is greater than Satan. If Satan could pluck you out of God's hands, he would be greater than God. Well, when there was war in heaven and Satan and his angels fought Michael and his angels, Michael prevailed and kicked Satan and his followers, which are demons, out of heaven. If Satan was greater than God, he would have won the battle and kicked Michael the archangel out and kicked God out and all the good angels. But Satan is not greater than God. He cannot steal you away from God. He cannot take away your salvation. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. In verse 30, he said, I and my Father are one. You see, Jesus is God. Jesus is God in the flesh. And he said, neither shall any man, verse 28 of John 10, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Once you truly are born again, once you have truly trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you never have that fear of losing your salvation and going to hell. People say, but preacher, what if you kill somebody? Well, the Bible says, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. David killed Goliath, and yet he was a man after God's heart. Actually, it was God who killed Goliath. He just used David as an instrument, as a tool. There are a lot of people out there who pretend to be Christians, who say they're a Christian, and they're Christian in name only, not in word and deed. They've never truly trusted in Christ as their Savior. They have a mental assent to Scripture. They have done it in their head, but they've not moved it down to their heart. If a person is truly saved, their life should change. Now, do Christians make mistakes? Yes. Do Christians sin? Yes, we do sin. But when we're saved, there should be a change in our life. In the Bible, the wild man of Gadara, when he got saved, and remember, this wild man, he struck. And remember, this wild man, he went through the catacombs, the cemeteries, the graveyards. He gnashed on himself. He bit on himself. He was filled with demons. And when he met Jesus, Jesus cast the demons out of him and saved his soul. You can read it in the Scriptures. There's more to the story. But Jesus cast the devils out of him. And remember, they went into the swine and down into the river and drowned. But Jesus cast the demons out of him. He got saved. And when he got saved, the Bible said he was clothed, sitting in his... The Bible said he was clothed in his right mind and sitting at the feet of Jesus. So the way he dressed changed. He was naked and he was a streaker out in the graveyard. Now he is clothed. The way he dressed changed. My friends, people need to wear modest apparel, okay, and godly apparel. He was clothed. He was in his right mind. His thinking changed. He was sitting at the feet of Jesus. His desires and his directions changed. Was he perfect? No. Was he a model Christian? No, but he is a new believer in Christ, and there was a change. When the drug addict gets saved, there should be a change, and he doesn't do drugs anymore. When the liar gets saved, there is a change, and he shouldn't be going around lying anymore. When the drunkard gets saved, the alcoholic gets saved, who's a drunkard, listen, when he gets saved, then he's no longer going to drink the booze. If a person gets saved, they're not going to go around cussing and swearing, and they're not going to go around stealing and shoplifting, and they're not going to go around being a pervert. If any man's in Christ, he's a new creature, the Bible said. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. There should be a change in your life. I like that old song, what a wonderful change in my heart has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. My friends, is there a change in your life? If there has been no change, and if you claim to be saved and you're still drinking booze and you're still catting around and you're still telling lies and you're still doing drugs, my friends, bottom line is you ain't saved. You're just saying you're saved. You're living a lie. You're pretending. The Bible said if you were truly saved, you'd give these things up. I know in my own life when I trusted in Christ, when I got my heart right with the Lord, I took all my booze and just dumped it down the toilet and haven't had a drink since. I didn't have to go to AA. I didn't have to go to any other classes. What I did was dump my booze down the toilet, threw my tobacco away down in the incinerator. I was going to Eastern Michigan University at the time, and I started going to church. I started reading my Bible. I started hanging around with Christians. The way I lived and acted changed. Now, it takes a while to change, but I never went back and did the things that I did before. And I had to learn, and it was a hard road to hoe. It was hard to learn and to adjust, but I knew that God loved me, and my Savior died for me on the cross, and I was going to do my best to live for Jesus Christ. And all these years, over 50 years now since then. I put my faith and trust in Jesus. I thank the Lord for saving me and for having love and mercy and patience with me. My friends, there must be a change, not because of the way my life changed. A lot of people's lives have changed. I see people who say they're saved and they live ungodly. My friends, if you say you're saved and you live ungodly, you need to get saved. You need to get your heart right with the Lord. You say, preacher, I'm already saved. If you're saved and you're doing drugs and you're boozing it up and you're living together and you're not even married, that's immorality. My friends, there should be a change. You need to get your heart right with God. You need to get saved and quit living a lie. My friends, this world is filled with a lot of counterfeit Christians. I'm convinced of that from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Now, do Christians backslide? Yes, they do. And should Christians get right with God? Yes, they should. In 1 John, for example, 1 John written to believers, and he said to Christians, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's not getting saved again. That's staying in a right relationship with the Lord. If you're saved and you're truly saved and you've backslid, you need to get your heart right with the Lord. You need to confess your sins. If you're living together and you're not married, you need to go to the pastor, a judge, a courthouse somewhere and get married and be honest about it. And live morally. God will not bless you if you're living in sin. If you're living together and you're not married, God ain't going to bless you. If you say you're saved, and maybe you are saved, and you've backslid and in sin, and you're doing booze and drugs and other things, God isn't going to bless you. He's not going to answer your prayers. Listen, when God saves us, He keeps us saved. What are you going to do with your Christianity? You need to walk the walk and talk the talk and live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, listen, time is up. I thank you for listening. Until next week, Pastor Bonner saying goodbye. God bless. Have a great week in the Lord Jesus Christ.